WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The music thousands of American teenagers played after the end of Beatlemania until the rise of the San Francisco sound did not have a name when it was happening. It was all but forgotten soon after it happened. This music is now called garage rock, and a double LP collection called Nuggets brought it back from obscurity in 1972. Music critic Milo Miles reviews an expanded reissue of the Nuggets collection.
I feel depressed, I feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Most folks who have oozed into middle age can remember friends who immediately decided to form a rock band after encountering the Beatles for the first time. Or maybe they wanted to be the Rolling Stones, or Van Morrison's Them, or the Kinks. At any rate, they wanted some of that new rock star action, and an astonishing number of them went for it. A few got the 3 minutes of true fame with a breakthrough hit single. A bunch more failed to get the fame they deserved. You don't want to know about the rest. But rock and roll was changing with a momentum and pace hard to imagine today. By the end of the 1960s, what fans now call garage rock was tossed in the dustbin of the uncool. All the hip people just knew rock was going to become more symphonic, or more intimate and confessional. It was not going to be like that loud, crude junk. Digging bands like the Shadows of Night or the Count Five was like sucking your thumb at a pot party. But some true believers persisted. One of them was Lenny Kaye, a rock writer who went on to become Patti Smith's lead guitarist. His first awesome act, though, was to assemble the original Nuggets collection, 27 tracks on two LPs. The new digital era edition comes as four CDs with a whopping 118 tracks. Seems like overkill, but this is the goods, baby. By my accounting, the new Nuggets includes every great garage rock tune and most of the very good ones. Some are perfect bizarreness, broadcast from Mars.
There's a sudden rise in the mercury. There's a thumping in my heart, it just had to be. Heat wave, hurricane, whirling in my head. Cool disposition, just hanging by a thread. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind?
A lot of the time, the groups just sound like miniaturized versions of the British Invasion, or punky Bob Dylan imitators, or eager white boys who want to be soul machos. But then as now, this collection proves that rough vitality lasts, that a simple pleasure beats some ultra-hip convolution every time. The glib line is that the best garage rockers were good because they were rudimentary technicians, didn't know any better. I say they were good because they rode over their shortcomings with hard work, a dash of inspiration, a bit of luck, and a load of band chemistry. The new Nuggets is a diverse, quirky, shameless, raunchy, ridiculous, rampaging amusement that goes off like a string of firecrackers. It's a vision of 100 local bar band bums having a transcendent day.
Milo Miles is music features editor at Soundstone.com. He reviewed the Nuggets box on Rhino Records.